Alexandria 88.1.
The following programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.
Get ready, and get ready. Don't touch that dial. Welcome to New Life Ministries broadcast. I'm Pastor Gregory Tenney of the Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust you will enjoy today's broadcast.
Lift your worship.
Good morning. Well, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we ought to rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so thankful that you decided to tune into this broadcast on this morning. For God has been good to us. He's been better to us than we've been to ourselves. And we ought to thank him for waking us up this morning and starting us on this journey for road. For God is able to do everything but fail. How many of you know that he looked beyond your faults to see your needs? And God is a gift bearer. And the reason why I say he's a gift bearer, because he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's a gift to us, life and life eternal. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. We ask you, Lord, that you would give us strength. Lord, we ask you, Lord, that you would bless this Alexandria, this city of Alexandria, in a special way. Father, we ask you, Lord, that you would just do away with this killing that's taking place in this city. And Lord, we just want to just thank you for one thing, for you being God and God all by yourself. And Lord, we ask you that you would touch the city officials, touch the judges, all of those who are in positions in this city of Alexandria. Lord, let them know that only what they do for Christ is going to last as well as us. We thank you, Lord, for your presence. We ask you, Lord, that you would continue to bless and keep us. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First of all, I want to say congratulations to Dennis Stewart, for he has been announced the principal of Peabody High School. And it is a blessing. It is a good thing, because I believe that Dennis Stewart has proven himself not just on the central level, but he has proven himself on the state level, because if I'm not mistaken, he was granted the principal of the year for the state of Louisiana, and that's an honor in itself. And I have observed him, I have watched him, and I've watched what he did with Alexandria Middle Magnet School, and he did a fantastic job with that school. And brought it up to the standards that it needed to be. And, you know, God just, when you do the work of God, and when you let God use you, he elevates you. And I believe that God has elevated Dennis Stewart to the position of principal. And I believe that he's going to take Peabody Magnet School to new heights. For it is so much that is equipment, and Peabody is equipped with so much over there that our children should be utilizing it. And as I observe, and I just take a minute to say this, as I have observed Peabody High School, I see that they have facilities for nursing. They have facilities over there for animated cartoon studio. They have facilities over there with a TV station, a courthouse. And for a school to be equipped with all of this and it's not being used to its fullest, it's just not right. And I know that Dennis is going to take that school to the next level. He's going to utilize those facilities over there to its fullest. And we just need to put our arms around him. I know there will be some unhappy campers, because The person that you desire to be there may not have been put there. But look, when God places somebody, no weapon formed against them will prosper. And so we know that I believe that God has placed him, and the anointing is upon him to do take that school to the next level. And we just take our hats off to him. Congratulations, because he have put in the work and he have shown himself to be qualified. He's shown himself to be a hard worker. And we just have to give him the opportunity to do so. I just want to briefly talk with you for a few moments on the subject of the 23rd book of Psalms. Why do I choose to talk about on the 23rd book of Psalms? Simply because a lot of times, a lot of us, we just quote the 23rd book of Psalms, but we don't take the time to understand what it really means. He says there, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want, for he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me through all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I want to just take this passage of scripture as far as I can. Let's look at the part. It said, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord that I'm talking about is the one who breathed air into the nostrils of man, and man became a living soul. The Lord, that's the one that I'm talking about, is the one who said, let there be light, and light appeared. The Lord, the one that I'm talking about, is the one that was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The Lord, the one that I'm talking about is the one that was with Jonah in the belly of the whale, the one that was with Daniel in the lion's den. And it is the one that woke you up this morning. You don't know when to shout. You ought to be shouting right about there. That's the Lord that I'm talking about, the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning and the end. The Lord, he is my shepherd. When you say my shepherd, he is my shepherd, you're simply signifying and letting folk know that that is a personal thing. God is, he's always God, he's always Lord, but he's not always your shepherd. And in order for him to be your shepherd, you got to have a personal relationship with the master. Ouch, you didn't hear me. And that's what happens with a lot of us, is we don't have a relationship with the master. Then we go on, it says, when he says that when you got a relationship with me, when you got a connection with me, I'm going to bless you with a gift. He says, I shall not want. Good God Almighty, you didn't hear me. I shall not want. A lot of us are wanting simply because we are not attached and don't have the relationship with the right person. When God is our shepherd, he said that he owns everything, because the 24th book of Psalms says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And if God owns everything and we go to our daddy and ask our daddy for something that is needed, daddy is going to supply it. And God gives us the gift of us not wanting for anything. He said, I will supply your every need. All you got to do is go to daddy, talk to him, say, daddy, I need this. And look, dad is going to analyze that, and if you need it, he'll give it to you. But a lot of times, we take our wants and we turn them into our desires. God don't give you everything you desire, because some of us desire for the wrong thing. He said, I shall not want. And I believe the scripture just for it said, if I got a relationship with him, if he's not just Lord, but he is my shepherd, guess what? A shepherd don't let his sheep hurt for anything. A shepherd protects his sheep. A shepherd loves his sheep. And a shepherd directs, you ain't hear me, his sheep. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. And then he gonna say, he maketh me to lie down, good God Almighty, in green pastures. The Lord, he don't take you to pastures that have withered over and have no nutrients and the proper nourishment. He take you to pastors that are prospering, pastors that are flourishing, pastors that are green. Why? So that when the sheep get ready to eat, he's getting all the nutrients that he need in his body, in his body, in order to live. You ain't heard me. A cattleman never takes their cattle to withered over land. They look for green pastures, and that's what God does with us. He wants us to graze in green pastures, and some of us that are out there grazing in unproductive land, grazing in the dark valleys, and grazing in all of those ungodly areas, it's simply because you ain't heard me. You ain't in green pastures. And then when he allows us to eat, and when we're in green pastures, we can just eat, and then we begin to become healthier and healthier. And healthier. Don't you know the more God you got, the more healthy you are? And when he allows us to eat, he leads us where we can, beside the still waters, where we can take a drink. You ain't heard me. And when he says still waters, mean that the waters are peaceful. They are at a standstill. There's no turbulence. There's none of that to sweep your way or cause the sheep not to be able to drink. And if you know anything about sheep and the wool that they carry, once it get wet, it gets heavy. And when a turbulence comes, and it sweeps the sheep away, guess what? All the sheep does is sink. God don't want you to sink. He wants you to float. Float above the water. Stand above the water so you can drink. And drink in peaceful, still waters. And after you take a drink, he said, he leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. Don't you know that God wants to restore your soul? We want to just stop right there. He wants to restore you. Whatever you've done last night, guess what? Go to God and he can restore you. Whenever you cussed out Mary, God, go to God. Give it to God. God can restore you. When you took that $2 out of your mother's purse, God can restore you from that old theft habit. God wants to restore you, and God is trying to restore our lives today. All we got to do is ask, good God Almighty, you didn't kill me, and it shall be given. Seek and ye shall find, knock, and God's going to come in. I just want to let you know that God is a provider. He's a restorer. He's a deliverer. He's our all in all, and you got to know that only what you do for Christ is going to last. My brothers and sisters, I want to ask you that you would make a sacrifice. If you have never made a sacrifice, make a sacrifice and send a contribution to this ministry. You can make it out to Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church and mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church. Mail it to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana. Or you can cash app it to $Gregory Tenney. $Gregory Tenney. Gregory Tenney. Tenney is spelled T-E-N-N-I-E. And for those of you that may stumble with Gregory, it's $ symbol G-R-E-G-O-R-Y. Once again, I thank you for tuning into this broadcast where we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to again congratulate Dennis Stewart for being given the task to be the principal of Peabody Magnet School. Let's help him. Let's support him. Let's be there for him. And God will richly bless you. And as I close, I want to give a shout out and say hi to my pastor, Dr. Joshua Jordara, and his wife, Lady Elizabeth. May God bless you, and may he keep you, is our prayer. New Life Ministries of Second Nazarene Missionary Baptist Church of Alexandria, 4800 Smith Avenue. Your love gifts and offerings are greatly appreciated. You can send all donations to 150 Browns Lane, Pineville, Louisiana, 71360. At Second Nazarene, we equip the saints, evangelize the sinner, and enhancing this society as one church ministering hope to four generations through the power of the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next time. Thank you, and may God bless you.
KAYT, Lake Charles, 100.1.
Thank you for joining us on the radio. My name is Pastor Grady Blackwell, First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're a church that's seeking the lost and lifting the found. So I just want you to know that I'm glad that you are here. Tell everybody that Grady Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air.
Pastor Blackwell, do we have you?
Yeah, you have me.
Okay, I don't know. But anyway, we got Pastor Blackwell. So, Pastor Blackwell, take it. It's all yours.
Okay. This is Pastor Blackwell from First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're on the air with you right now. We thank you for tuning in. We want you to pick up your phone, call somebody, and tell them that Pastor Blackwell and the First St. Mark Baptist Church is on the air. We thank you for tuning in on us. We want to tell you about our services. Even before we try to tell you about our services at First St. Mark Baptist Church, located 1624 Reed Avenue in Alexandria, Louisiana. We have Sunday school at 10 on Sunday. Our regular worship service starts at 11 o'clock. Our services last approximately 1 hour. Can I tell you that our fourth Sunday is Communion Sunday? Our first Sunday is Brotherhood Sunday. But our third Sunday is our Youth Sunday. And I want to tell you this for sure. We have church every Sunday. We're wide open. We want you to come. If you have been kind of hesitant about coming because of this COVID-19, we want you to know that we're wide open and you can come. We do, you know, set our distance if we can, but we want you to come and hear the word of God and praise the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On a Monday, and some of the things that we want to tell you, on a Monday, we have our celebration of sobriety, celebrating abstinence from cocaine or alcohol or whatever. On a Wednesday, we have midweek service. We have Bible study, and it's outstanding. We have three or four preachers there, and we really discuss the Bible and dissect God's word on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have a free community prayer breakfast, and it won't be a prayer breakfast if you don't come. You come and we can just sit there and eat breakfast, good grits, good sausage, toast, jelly, and you can hear a prayer from the word of God. We just thank you for all of those. We love visitors. Want to tell you quickly as we move along, I want you to know this, and I want you to know it right now. Are getting ready. We're looking for a pastor. We want you to know that. We haven't found one yet, but we'll be putting out resumes pretty soon, but we're not in a rush, but we're going to do it, and we're going to do it in an orderly manner. So our pastor is retiring on this Sunday coming up, but we're going to have a special day for that retirement ceremony, which will be the first Sunday in June. It's actually June the 6th. That's when Reverend A.L. Johnson of the England Park Baptist Church family will preach a message, and that's when we will, at 2:30 p.m., and that's when we'll have that. I'd like to tell you right now, we're going to do a prayer. And as we do this prayer, it's kind of like a prayer to the members, letting them know that I appreciate them. And on tomorrow will be my last day as pastor, but I'll still be at First St. Mark Church, but I will be as a pastor emeritus. Bow your heads, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, we come to thee upon this difficult occasion with thanksgiving and prayer. We thank thee for the privilege which might be ours of shepherding thy flock at this place. As we look back over these years, our hearts overflow with gratitude. We are thankful to you that we might work together in the interest of your kingdom in the peace and harmony. We thank you for giving the strength to preach thy word, to bring the good news of salvation and to our souls saved on our ministry. Our praises ascend to thee, and we think of confidence exchange, of counsel given, and grief and blessing shared. Now, as we are called to part, we explore the continued blessing. Be with us in the years ahead. Please, Lord, grant that they may remain faithful to you, that they continue to serve you in work and worship, and that they may be true witness to you. Lord, we're talking about the flock that we're leaving behind, and in so many words, I'm not really leaving them behind, because your servant, as he leaves to work for thee elsewhere, endow him with the necessary physical health and strength. Above all, grant him a rich measure of thy Holy Spirit. Give him rich fruit upon his labor. May it be that as we hear from each other in time to come, we may rejoice and bless and multiply, and grant that when life courses run, be forever. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Lord, how we thank you for giving me a chance to pastor so many good people. Thank you that we're not leaving them, but we're just moving to something better. Bless me as I move from one place to another. You'll always be my God, and I know that you'll always take care of your people, the one that I'm going to and the one that I'm leaving. It's Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank God for that. I have heard some people say in many churches, I've heard them say it at First St. Mark Baptist Church. I've heard them say, why haven't I grown? I've heard them say this. And I heard some people say, I look over the corner of my eyes and I look at another church and look like they've grown so much. And why haven't I grown? So I decided on my own, I said, Lord, I'm going to just try a little test here and just see if we can come up with why we haven't grown. And you can answer yes or no to these tests, and you don't have to unless you want to, but you can get a pen or pencil out. We're actually coming from Psalm 27, verse 11. It says, teach me the way, O Lord. So we're coming out of that. But here's one of the first questions to the test as we take our time. Since being born again, do you stay angry as much as you used to? That's a yes or no. Have you learned how to forgive? Again, we can answer yes or no. Be truthful now, because ain't nobody watching you. You're not on a college test, or you're not as trying to graduate from high school. This is a spiritual, religious test. Are your temper as bad as it used to be? Do you criticize as much? Have you conquered most of your fears? Have you grown enough to become a tither? We just mentioned some of the things. Is your prayer life fulfilling? Can people tell by the way you act that you are born again Christian? Are you able to lead someone to Christ to be saved? And I don't want to give you the result, but if you answered all of them right, you're a genius. But if you only have one of them right out of the seven that I gave you, you'll run. I mean, you fail. I don't know. We'll talk about that the next week that we get on the radio. But I want to tell you this, and I just want you to know it for good. Psalms 27:11 is simply say, teach me the way, O Lord, and lead me in the plain path because of my enemies. That's just Psalm 11. I want you to know, and I hope that you understand, that man is ignorant of a lot of things about God. Man is ignorant. And I want you to know, as I get ready for a close here, Psalm 25:4 and 25:5 say this. Psalm 25:4 says, show me the way. Show me thy way, O Lord. Teach me thy path. And that's just plain and simple. The only person can show you the way when you want to do things God's way is the Lord. And teach you, I just said before, man is ignorant of a lot of things. Five say, lead me in that path and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all day. We need to learn more about the Lord. And the only way that we're going to learn more about the Lord is to study and show ourselves approved. Study the word, because faith comes by hearing the word of God. And all of us want to be the best that we possibly can. We want to be able to bear some fruit. When we're planted, we want to be able to grow up and lead someone to Christ. Everything else grow up. A tree will grow up and bear fruit. Just about everything else will give up something. And we ought to be able to do that. And somebody once said that if we could just bring one person, just stir one person to Christ, lead one person to Christ, our church would be overflowing. Our streets would be safe. We wouldn't have so much killing and so much shooting and so much stuff going on in our street, bad stuff going on in our street. They could reduce the police force if we would just learn how to pray, learn how to forgive, learn how to know God's word and live by God's word. If we could do that, we could tell the police, y'all can go home. We ain't got no fighting. We got love on our street. And we got love going on. Again, we do want to say thank you so much for listening to our radio. Let you know that First St. Mark is a church that loves visitors. You can come in anytime you feel. Walk in, and you're going to be welcome wholeheartedly at First St. Mark Baptist Church. We love visitors. We love people that come and want to praise the Lord. You are no stranger when you come to First St. Mark Baptist Church. We're looking forward to see you. Thank you for your donation. So many people have donated to First St. Mark Baptist Church. We appreciate them. We don't make a big thing about that. We know that God will always continually bless you. We thank you for listening, and continue to pray for us as we pray for you.
Thank you for listening to us on KYT FM. Look, we appreciate you listening to us. We want you to tell everybody. If you want to correspond with us, it's First St. Mark Baptist Church, Alexandria, Louisiana.